The tour found generally good-looking corn crops in the western 40% of Iowa. That's crop reporting districts 1, 4, and 7. The western tour kicked off day 3 in Nebraska City and traveled up through western Iowa to Worthington, Minnesota along 9 separate routes. Tour scouts say crop conditions improved the further north they traveled in Iowa. In the western half of Iowa, corn yield averaged between 160 and 170 bushels to the acre in 19 fields sampled. That was about 10 to 15 bushels to the acre less than last year's record high yields. 15 of the 19 fields surveyed produced what scouts called consistent results, averaging between 150 to 180 bushels to the acre. The variability seen in Nebraska on Tuesday was not seen by scouts in Iowa yesterday. Roger Bernard is senior market analyst for Pro Farmer, and he's leading the western leg. He says except for some very bright spots in northern Iowa, western Iowa corn looks about the same this year as last.
Yeah, there's always going to be some numbers that are outside, but a lot of the numbers kept coming in that central part of the west of, just about right on track where we were a year ago. Now, as we moved up closer to Minnesota, those numbers started to grow, both, I think, in the bean fields and out there in the corn fields, getting to see some of those twos in front of the corn yields, which, again, has to be gratifying for the growers up in the northern part of Iowa in particular.
The health of the corn crop was good to excellent in appearance in western Iowa. Crop scouts say there were signs of leaf firing at the bottom of the plant as expected for this time of season. Insect and disease pressure was almost totally absent. The crop was at early dense stage and there was some tipback. Meanwhile, soybean pod counts were very high in Iowa. Soybeans were done forming pods and were forming seeds. Scouts saw fields that were yellowing and dropping leaves as well. Pod counts ranged from a low of 734 pods per square yard to a high of 1,938 pods per square yard. Bernard says when the combines roll, the bean numbers in western Iowa probably won't be much different from a year ago.
As the group moved north, as our sampling moved north, getting into the more the central sections of western Iowa, appeared that those numbers were coming down a bit, maybe from what they'd seen down in the southern part of the state. I think a lot of the numbers that we're pulling out of the western section, central areas of the west there in Iowa, coming in about where we were at last year, kind of bouncing on either side of where we were at. So, it kind of gives you a fairly consistent feel to it.
Generally, as scouts moved north in Iowa, pod counts increased. There were a few signs, a bean leaf beetle, a few soybean aphids, and some of the fields had been sprayed. Soybean crop health was much better than observed in Nebraska. While overall pod counts in Iowa did not differ that much from Nebraska, what did differ was the number of pods bearing 3 bean seeds. In Iowa, more pods bore 3 bean seeds than in Nebraska. Today, the tour swings through eastern Iowa, with final yield counts for the Hawkeye State released this evening. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 Agriculture.